Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Pull the car cover off. Let's get going. Yes, those car covers. The New York International Auto Show, there were sure a lot of covers on those cars. You can't really see underneath the cover. But there's just not a quilt anymore on those cars to cover them up. It's just this little satin little sheet that they just pull off and poof, the magic dragon, and there's that debut of that new automobile. I welcome all of you to Auto World. I welcome all of you over to our Facebook addresses, which are, take a look at those photos we put up at the New York International Auto Show. Over Mark Evans' Facebook page, my name, yours truly. I'm sitting behind the silver microphone. I believe there's some cars in Auto World car goodies behind me, absolutely, and then Auto World Radio on Facebook. Instagram account is Auto World Media. Stay tuned. Thanks for following us, and if you're not following us, please do on Facebook, Messenger, me at any time, and we look forward to hearing from you today here on Auto World. And how to get a hold of us is through email, live, and throughout the whole entire week. That address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio@yahoo.com. What you're listening to. Phone number since 1992, 855-660-4261. Today on Auto World, I have for you the America's top-selling automaker of 2023. So far. The year's not done. But they're in the lead right now, so stay tuned for that. We're going to go into the email bag. We're going to take your emails fresh, of course. Always like to go into the email bag because Eddie, the engine emailer, he goes through your emails through the week, pulls out the ones that seem to be really, really tough, and he tries to, well, we call it stump the chump right here. I'm the chump, so let's see if I can, when that Uga horn sounds off, we can go into the email bag. And it's the Uga horn is a lot better because when I'm concentrating on trying to do a radio show here, Auto World, and he's trying to hit me on the back of the head saying, do another email, the Uga horn. When I hear that, that means it's time to go into the email bag. Today we're also going to, oh, by the way, go over and take a look at that ID Buzz. IDBUZZ. ID Buzz Volkswagen. It's yellow. It's the bus. All-electric Volkswagen bus that was debuted at the International and the New York International Auto Show. I might just have to put my order in on one of those. They're bite-sized. I could put that on the wall, I think, in the Greasy Garage Museum. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Why not? Also, we're going to find out. We did call him. He is coming in. He'll be here at the end of the program. Dougie Delahaye, the five-stick drummer. Woohoo! He's going to do the drum roll for the number one. We're going up the list. We've got 3, 2, and 1 up the list, and we're going to find out the best new car of 2023 so far. Don't you just love it when they go? I try to get the best, the quickest, the fastest, the most efficient news, the product, if it's products to it's cars, to the recalls, to whatever it might be, before you actually get the recall letter in the mail. Now remember, you folks that are tuning in right now and didn't get to the first hour, you can always go back and go podcast, and the way to get to a podcast of Auto World, you can go right in and just Google Auto World Mark Evans. And hit podcast, and you'll be able to read. We have a recall there on the Volkswagen side. Do not sit in a passenger seat, so you got to go back to the first hour and listen to that. So, with that, every hour is different here on Auto World. We're going to have not only that, but the final edition for the club. Done, over with. Oh, man. Yeah. The club man. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. But first, let's get right to it. Who is the number one? The number one, America's top-selling automaker of 2023 at this point so far. Well, they've been around many, many years. They've been going 110%, going full throttle in their efforts to outsell the competition and to create as many happy customers, you and I, Coast to Coast, as we are, folks, thank you for making that happen as possible. Well, within the first quarter of 2023, Ford is the winner! Yes, Ford has emerged with a victory as the best-selling brand in America in terms of trucks, SUVs, vans, EVs, and muscle cars, seeing an overall 10.7 increase in sales in 2023. Now, about every branch of Ford has seen big-time spikes those last 3 months in this new year. The F-Series of Ford pickup trucks went up from 19.6%. Three-row SUVs are up 47.6%. The Bronco brand saw an 18.3% increase. Ford, the Pro Transit vans are up 86%. What? Yeah, Mustangs. You thought I might forget the Mustang. Oh, I can't forget the pony. Mustang saw a 5.2 increase. And now let's talk about EVs. Yes, the line of electric vehicles that Ford is seeing, they actually saw a rise of 41% in their EV line just in the last quarter, folks. Yep. Yep. You're liking that EV on that EV side when it comes to Ford. Now, I welcome all of you. First off, it seems like more people I talk to through the week live and in person on the telephone or through emails and all, no one knows about the Blue Oval City. I just want all of you to Google that, and then you get more familiar with the Blue Oval City and what kind of numbers they're putting in the Blue Oval City to build what? Batteries for EVs. Total sales of all Ford brands, Ford Blue, Ford Pro, Model E, and Lincoln, reached a grand total of, in the last quarter, that's 3 months, 475,906 sold units as of March 2023. That's a 10.1% increase compared to the same time of 2022 of last year. Folks, you are buying vehicles. Now, that's good. What are you doing with the old ones? Trading them in? What are they doing with them? You know, you're trading them in because of high miles, and then they don't even want them, right? They've said that to you. They don't want them. They got high miles on them. They just send them to the auction. Well, then who's buying them? Well, this is called recycling. Recycling and the used car dealerships then that aren't, you know, the manufacturer dealerships or the used car dealers that you see on the corner in your local town that you're listening to me on right now. There they are. They're sitting there, and you're getting a pretty good buy because the dealer couldn't sell them there. They don't want them. They want low mileage vehicles. So overall, the success rate of recycling cars are awesome. Now, another little stat is that way back in the yesteryears, you know, the smashing of automobiles used to be quite high. Nobody wanted a certain model or year because it had 150,000 plus miles on it, so it went to the junkyard. You know, remember the days of they surrendered cars. They gave us, what was that bill they passed? It was a junk bill, whatever it was called. They gave us, what, $400 for the car? Oh, my gosh, a lot of those now are gone. They're smashed. They turned into pop cans, beer cans, whatever kind of can. Anyway, it's good to hear that Ford is selling. You folks are buying, and they are. Congratulations to Ford, America's top-selling automaker of 2023. And by the way, 41% is in EV sales, so that division of their company is doing the best under EVs. So, little food for thought there. So, now coming up, we're going to go to the email bag here on Auto World. We've got a little trivia for you. In fact, that trivia question is, let's get this answered. What was the first car to feature a turbocharged engine? What was the first car to feature a turbocharged engine? We've had, it was Rich, second hour, he guessed Ferrari. No, it wasn't a Ferrari. Everybody gets a little detailed gift bag from yours truly here. Got McGuire's and Mother's and wash drops, and we've got STP in there. We've got, what? Solution Finish? Oh, yeah. And I'm going to throw in an Easter Bunny, a hollow chocolate Easter Bunny. Oh, those are so good. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Doing all right, a little driving on a Saturday night.
what weight of oil do I need for my automobile? What weight of oil do I need for my automobile? What is the best place, and where is the best place to find that answer? Right here at Auto World. But truthfully, folks, there's so many different weights and brands out there of oil that you might decide to to use. Do you have a little bit of a noise? We just actually fixed this last, it was about a month ago. We changed the weight of oil in an automobile here as a Toyota 4Runner to get rid of the noise that it had. Had a little bit of a tick, and I said, we've got to get down to a different weight of oil, different thinner oil, in order to get see if that changes the tick, tick, tick in that automobile. And it did. That little Toyota 4Runner changed it all up. So go to your owner's manual, a little Auto World tip. Just go to your owner's manual, and it tells you exactly. There's a graph in the back. It shows you the graph, the picture of the graph, shows you the different temperature changes of what oil should be in this type of temperature that you're living in. 520, 020, 1030, 1040 is pretty much all gone now, because why is 1040 all? It's still there on the shelf, but you don't really put it in automobile states. A lot of 530 is the special weight to cover all the different temperature ranges that we all live in, coast to coast that we are, where we're all listening to Auto World right now. But go back, look in the owner's manual. It'll say what weight of oil you should use in your temperature that where you're living at today. And always remember that brand-wise, again, I could turn this into an hour seminar of what oil is and where it comes from, but we all know oil, it's crude oil, they refine it, they put their additives in it, et cetera, et cetera. All oils are good today, truthfully. I mean, you know, it gets right down to it. Certain additives that are in oil, like castor oil, is a high revving style type of oil. They have different additives in there for your high rev engines. So, and you got 2050 racing oil. So, but just go in the back of the graft, there in your owner's manual, and you'll be able to get the right weight for your automobile. We got an answer to this trivia question. What was the first car to feature a turbocharged engine? And we've got Jay. He's listening to us right there in Florida, Bradenton, Florida. Hopefully I'm saying that right, that town, Bradenton. And that, let's do a shout-out. Let's do a shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate right there in Bradenton, Florida. And that is WWPR AM1490. There's our shout-out horn, at least half of it. Oh, I thought we ran out of battery power on our shout-out horn. Jay, thanks. I appreciate that shout-out to WWPR AM1490, Bradenton, Sarasota, St. Petersburg, Florida. Good to have you folks along. In the last hour, and also the first hour of Auto World, taking a great Auto World affiliate there, so all you folks can tune in. And Jay says, Mark, it was an Oldsmobile. Jay, you are right. Congratulations, Jay. I've got a great gift bag for you. I'll give you hands up there. Good. Yes, congratulations. Jay, right there in Florida, we'll send that out to you. Oldsmobile, though. Well, what model, though, Jay? The Jetfire. The Oldsmobile Jetfire was the first car to feature a turbocharged engine back in the day. Good job, Jay. Appreciate you being part of the show and contributing and being part. You are now absolutely a charter member right there in Florida. Send me back an address and we'll get you a little gift bag out. That, again, we keep your car looking good. Did you have an Oldsmobile Jetfire? Did you own one? Do you still have one? Driving around in Florida there. Oh, beautiful cars. Boy, those things had some real metal in them, didn't they? They did. But yeah, Jay, I've got a great gift bag. We're going to put some leather conditioner in there from Meguiar's. I got some other products in there, clay bar. Don't use it as a bar of soap for your body. It's a bar of soap or clay bar for your car. And then I did find one more bottle of the Adams Quick Detailer. Oh, love it. Quick Detailer. All you do is spray and mist and just wipe it off. So we're all out of Adams goodies. I need to get with Adam and see if we can get some more goodies in here to send out to you folks. Appreciate it, Jay. The address, to send me back your address at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Look forward to it. Well, you know, there's a secret behind Easter eggs, isn't there? Well, yeah, the Easter eggs are being hidden all over the place come time of Easter, as you folks know, and you let your grandkids and kids hunt for them, and they pick them up. And, of course, they're probably plastic today, so they don't melt, and there's goodies inside, candy, whatever you might want to put in there. My sister had a great time with my grandkids. Five grandkids, I'm very proud to say, and that everybody's healthy and gone good, and we all got together, and she had a good time hunting and finding the places to hide all the eggs that she did so the kids could hunt them down and find them. But there is a secret reason why the automakers love putting Easter eggs on their vehicles. Do you know what that is? Yes, we know it's fun, for sure. Absolutely, the automakers are doing it, but it's a source of extra profit for them. Yeah. Easter eggs are something that like Jeep puts on their spiders. There's a whole bunch of different hidden little things, like the Jaguar E-Pace that we have up on our Facebook page. You'll see at the bottom of the windshield there on that photo, the cougar and little baby cub on the Jag E-Pace. And that's a silhouette that is a cub prowling on the corner of its windshield. So the Dodge Challenger, of course, has got a stylish impression of itself, nearly the same position on the windshield. It's a profile of the Dodge Challenger. The Corvette has another one that they have. Jeep, of course, a whole lineup of Jeep. They scattered Easter eggs all through their products, their brand. But what this is all about is that when let's say, for example, how do you know? You're an enthusiast, you buy that automobile, and you buy it from somebody and you're wondering if anything's ever been replaced. Let's talk about windshield. Well, if it does not have the Easter egg on the bottom of it doesn't like the Jag, if the E-Type, if you do not have that silhouette there of the cub walking around on the bottom, that Easter egg on the bottom of the windshield, then it's not an OEM part. Yeah. So it's a nice source for the OEMs, the original manufacturers, to have an OEM part selling you an OEM part, and they know it's theirs, and you know it's theirs, an original part, because it's got the Easter egg on it. So they're using it. That's a little secret behind the Easter eggs and why they're doing it. It's a source of extra profit for them. And you want your car to be original, don't you? Yeah, we've talked about that here on Auto Talk before. Is there a difference between OEM parts and aftermarket parts? Yes. They're not licensed. They did not get the approval to build an aftermarket part of that copy of that part you just purchased. So it's got to be different. And when it's different, that means that they're not copying the OEM part, so they will not be in a lawsuit in court with the manufacturer, you know, like these aftermarket parts stores. You know who they are. You got Pep Boys, AutoZone, O'Reilly's, and Advanced Auto Parts, and it goes on and on and on. They sell a lot of parts to all of us, and we save money doing that. Now, a lot of you ask me, is the OEM part really that much better than the aftermarket part? Well, when it comes to, I'll just say it this way, being an auto adjuster, appraiser for automobile damage, folks, you have to give the body shop that's trying to fix your dent to replace the fender upon your automobile, the aftermarket fender does not fit. The body person has to drill holes and fit and finish this thing. You got to give them more time to get it to fit. And then you have a squeak later. Not. We'll be right back. The final edition for the club. Goodbye, club. Club man.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. A key member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee says the U.S. needs to approve a bipartisan budget that's strong on national defense.
We do have commitments around the world for our national security. The best thing we can do is get a budget approved in an orderly process and not threaten the full faith and credit of the United States.
Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin commented on Fox News Sunday about the U.S. possibly sending weapons to Taiwan while also supporting Ukraine against Russia's invasion. The Nashville City Council Council is set to hold an emergency meeting tomorrow to vote to reinstate State Representative Justin Jones. He was one of two Democrats expelled from the Tennessee House for protesting gun violence on the floor after the Nashville school shooting. Just a friendly reminder from dog experts that chocolate poisoning in dogs shoots up during Easter time. Dave Collins, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing, drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing, drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as
they are. 'Tis the season. It is the season. Drag racing. Grab that Hurst shifter and shift that bad boy. Pistol grip it. Woo! Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Yeah, if you ever get a chance, when's the last time you were out at the drag strip in your local area to watch those $100 bills being spent by these other people? Or should I say, those $1,000 bills being spent today? Yeah. Okay, got a little trivia. We're getting ready to, the garage door's already halfway down on this hour of Auto World. What was the first car to have power steering? Do you enjoy your power steering? I mean, truthfully, do you really even think about that? Or is that something else we take for granted? I do. Till I get into my 1916 Chevrolet. Big, huge steering wheel the size of, well, it's the size of Texas. For you people listening in Texas, you know how big that is. That's big. It's wood, and there's no power steering. You've got to have I've got to do a workout every at least once a week just to turn this 1916 Chevrolet. What was the first car to have power steering? It was the Chrysler Imperial, 1951 Chrysler Imperial. Thank you, Chrysler. Oh, those were beautiful cars. A lot of metal. Absolutely. Well, we got to say goodbye to the final club. Yeah. Do you go to your golf club and maybe, you're getting ready to because of the warm weather? No, I'm talking about the mini clubmen. What? Yep. 2023, folks. Mini USA announced that the U.S. pricing, features, and availability of the final edition of the 2024 mini clubmen, the final edition, exclusive model to celebrate the very last special edition to be offered on the Mini Clubman model range. Now, as you know it, have you ever thought about maybe, you know, you've seen them on the road, haven't you? They're a very unique vehicle, the little Mini Clubman. Yep. Unique body style, split rear doors. That's what makes the Clubman, of course, completely different than any of the other Minis. The final edition will start production in September 2023, right now as we're talking in September, arriving in the dealers in the United States in October. Based off the Mini Club, Mini Cooper S Clubman, all four, the U.S. manufacturer's suggested retail price of the Mini Clubman Final Edition is going to be right at $46,150. Plus, of course, as you know, the additional $995 destination handling charge. Oh, yeah. So, this is going to be a collector's item, folks. Guarantee it. Going to be a collector's item. Even though if you might not, I don't know anyone on Mini Cooper. Oh, it's time for an email. Woohoo! So get your Mini Clubman, the final edition, $46,150. Mini Cooper S, all four, Clubman, final edition. Go for it. Let's do it. We have, thank you, Eddie, the engine emailer. We've got a fresh email that just came in. Instead of going into the email bag, I know, we've got the emails in there. I'm going to take care of everybody's email. We'll have you all fixed by Tuesday of this week, okay? Got a fresh email that just came in, and this is in Lawrence, Massachusetts. Awesome. Susan, actually. She writes, Happy Easter, Mark. Well, thank you. Thank you. Happy Easter to you and your family, too, Susan. Help, my transmission is not shifting into high gear. It's been acting kind of odd, driving on the freeway every day, and now I can only reach 55 mph, miles per hour. If I go over that mark, the speed, the motor is really racing. My question to you, Mark, do you think I need a new transmission? And what would you recommend? Thanks for being here, Susan. Listening in Lawrence, Massachusetts. Let's do a shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate station there. Power 800 AM WNNW, Lowell, Haverhill, Andover, Lawrence, Massachusetts, and everyone in the middle and in between those towns. Thanks for being there. Oh, there's our shout-out horn. Thank you, Axelrod Alex. WNNW, Power 800 AM, Saturday and Sunday, taking Auto World. Good to have you folks listening both days. Good to be with you every day. On the weekends, that is. Maybe we add to the weekdays, too, on you. But, Susan, appreciate it. And great, great email. If your transmission is not shifting into an overdrive or in a higher gear, it's going to stay in that lower gear, causing, like you stated, Susan, here in the email, that you're going to have a racing engine. The RPMs of the engine will be really, really high, and that will cause what? Gas consumption. It'll cause you, basically, you'll be wearing hearing aids because the motor's loud, so we're going to stop it right now. Susan, you do not need a new transmission. Now, kind of twofold here, though, Susan. If you've had this problem and you've been driving on the freeway at, you know, at 55, 60 miles an hour, letting that motor race and making that transmission, not wanting to shift into that high gear for quite a period of time, I'm talking about 6 months plus, you know, to a year, then you could have abused your automatic transmission, causing it to be needing to be replaced, okay? So it's the time period. It's like anything else. That if you abuse it and keep letting it do its thing like this, with Susan, you know, for a long period of time, you're going to end up having to replace the transmission. But Susan, if this has just happened to you and you're now getting right there to me right now to get this thing fixed, which is, I thank you, appreciate that. You can, I want you to go into a transmission shop. A lot of the independent auto repair shops do not do transmission repair. I do not recommend that. I want you to go into a transmission shop and get this fixed. And what's going on is you've got electronic solenoid for high gear that's worn out. It's not a big thing, Susan. I just want to, you know, peace of mind here. It's not a big thing. They can actually, they do not have to pull the transmission out. All they have to do is put it up on their lift. They'll pull the transmission pan down. Now, they're going to recommend a transmission service where they put a new transmission filter, flush the lines, flush the cooler, get all the old goo out of there, which I recommend anyway. Get the old tranny fluid, the old goo out, new filter on there. But they'll drop the valve body down on the car. They'll pull the electronic solenoid out that operates the high gear in your transmission. You didn't give me the year, make, and model, so I'm just going to say high gear at this point, because some transmissions have five, some have six speeds. But that electronic solenoid, Susan, is bad, and it's locked up. It's not working anymore electronically. It's not letting that automatic transmission shift into high gear. That's what's happening. That's why you're hearing high RPMs at 55 miles an hour. They'll replace the high gear solenoid, and you'll be fine. No transmission, and they'll, you know, being replaced at all by any means. And that one thing that I want you to mention to them is that to let you know, Susan, that you've been told by me, if you'd like to spread my name and my name, Auto World Mark Evans, please do. Let them know that you know that every single gear has an electronic solenoid. It's round, Susan. It's round. It's got an electronic plug, and it's actually mounted into the valve body. Okay, so you know all that. That's the mechanic words. That's the true names of these parts. And once they know that you know those names, then they can make sure that they won't overcharge you, and you'll get charged correctly. That's all that's wrong, and that's not a big deal. Cost-wise, you'll probably be spending, by the time they service it, new fluid, filter, solenoid, you'll probably be at about $500, maybe $600 in Lawrence, Massachusetts. There, I'm trying to, you know, I don't know of all the per-hour labor rates, so they're all different within the country that we're broadcasting on right now, but you're $500, $600. That's a lot better than the $3,600 to $4,600 for a new transmission. Great email, Susan. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks for tuning in and listening to us on Power 800 AM WNNW right there in Lawrence, Massachusetts. Again, send me an email address of where I can send you out a gift bag to keep your vehicle looking good inside and outside. Detail package, Susan. Thank you. Appreciate it. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is our address. Look forward to your email. Thanks, Susan. Look forward to all your emails. We're going to come back, take a short break. And I have for you coming back, oh yeah, we're getting closer to the best new cars of 2023.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on
the... Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sunny days are coming. Oh, yeah. We've got some sunny days in Idaho, and it's getting sunny in your area. It's good to have you along right here on Auto World. A little trivia for us. Back talking about sunny days, convertible. Remember the back in 1989 through 1990, the Chrysler Maserati TC? That's right, a Chrysler Maserati TC. Kind of looked like the old LeBaron convertible. Oh, no, it was a Chrysler Maserati TC assembled in Italy by Maserati, but imported by Chrysler. Oh, yeah, it had Italian leather. That's right. Well, back in 1990, the starting price was $30,000 for that little two-door convertible. Going all the way up to 1990, it was $33,000. Had a 93-inch wheelbase, little two-door convertible, and or a soft, you know, the soft top, and or removable hardtop. Four-cylinder, dual overhead camshaft, 16-valve engine. Oh, yeah, I had a whole 135 cubic inch, 200 horsepower Chrysler Maserati. I swear, it looks just like a Chrysler LeBaron convertible. Okay, it's time. I know you've been patiently waiting, and thank you. Appreciate that. We're going up the list. We're going to find out who, what. What make, what model is the best new car of 2023? Well, so far anyway. Number three on the list is the 2023 Chevrolet Corvette Z06. Oh yeah, the Z06. It's a Corvette model that all of us like. The eighth generation Corvette finally gets one for 2023 starting at $105,300. It's a mid-engine, two-seater, manages to, get you in there at about 670 horsepower. Oh, yeah. 0 to 60 at 2.6 seconds. And, oh, we always got to know what the G-force is. Well, it's 1.22 Gs. Lateral G-force. Hang on. The 2023 Chevrolet Corvette. Corvette Z06 is number three on the list. Now, I got to put a phone call in here to Dougie, the Delahaye five-stick drummer. He's going to be doing the drum roll on the number one slot, but number two slot. He's ready? Okay, they're telling me he's ready for the drum roll. Good. Not yet, Dougie, the five-stick drummer. Number two slot goes to for the best new car of 2023 so far. Number two goes to the 2023 BMW 740i and the 760i X-Drive. X-Drive, yep. The BMW 7 series. Gasoline-powered 740i and the 760i X-Drive versions. There's also an electric i7 X-Drive 60 model, folks. The starting price of the 7 Series, starting price, is $95,700. Sit back and relax in their flagship sedan. Now, we need Dougie, the five-stick drum roll, please. The number one best new car of 2023 is, drum roll, please, Dougie. He's blowing a trumpet at the same time he's playing five-stick drums. That's all right. The number one slot goes to for the best new car of 2023. Well, so far, the 2023 Acura Integra, starting at $31,300. The Integra, the 2023 Integra, represents the return of the entry-level luxury sport compact, folks, of the Acura lineup. The Acura debuted as one of the original 1986 Acura models and ran for four generations of production through 2006. The new model comes with 200 horsepower turbocharged four-cylinder engine. It's available with either a continuously variable automatic transmission, that's a CVT is what that is, or a six-speed manual transmission. What? I thought the manual transmissions were going away. But no, they're going to offer you an automatic, the CVT, or the six-speed manual transmission in this four-door sedan. So congratulations to the 2023 Acura Integra models, all of them. You're number one so far on the 2023 best of the new cars for this year. By Auto Trader, they did a survey. So, with that, what are you looking at? What are you looking for? I know one thing that you might be wanting to look for is new tires. Now, when you talk about new tires, boy, are they expensive or what? Well, Goodyear, they're ready. Road ready. Oh, yeah, the new Road Ready tires made from 90% renewable materials. What? Yeah, Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company announced. I talked about it about 6-7 months ago about, you know, all the junk in the you know, the trash that we all have, and it goes up to the dump. Goodyear says no more. They're doing it. Their latest street-ready tire that is built from 90% sustainable materials. Out of the dump, my friends. They passed all regulatory and internal testing. The company's new sustainable tire demonstrates lower rolling resistance than compared to a tire made from traditional materials. Less carbon footprint, better fuel economy. Yep. All around better. Yeah. Now, how are they getting all this stuff to stick? Soybean oil. Huh? Yeah. It makes more grip, supposedly, in cold weather conditions, too. A rice husk ash is also inside that tire, that material. 90 Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company. Congratulations. Road Ready tires, folks, made from 90% renewable materials. So think twice, you know, when you do your trash every week, you might be end up buying. Go to Goodyear. Check it out. Please do. Goodyear.com. Check it out. I recommend it. Let's get to it. Let's put, besides not only having Goodyear's one of the, and Michelin too, they're the first to I believe, yes, Michelin was the first to say, let's do a contract to these football fields so these football players can land on our Michelin tires that we've ground up and turned, you know, the rubber tires into the what? Yeah, the rubber tires are part of the field. So when the players are crashing, they're hitting rubber Michelin tires. Goodyear's involved, too. And also the playgrounds of all our kids are out there. I love walking on it. It's all recyclable. So congratulations, thanks Goodyear for giving us 90% renewable material type of tires. I don't have any reports on how far the miles, how far they go in miles. When I do find that out, folks, I'll report it right here behind the silver microphone. I appreciate you being here with us. Of course, next week, we're not only going to go, we got a lot of emails to get to next week. Of course, we're looking forward to your calls, as always, and your emails throughout the week. That address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com, Instagram, autoworldmedia.com.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, this week the word is spring. There is spring in the air. I can smell it. But is there spring in your vehicle? How about those strut springs? There's a spring in the throttle body positioning sensor. Get it fixed. Replace it. Spring. Do you have spring when pushing the go pedal? Put some spring into your vehicle and into life with quality, not quantity.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on!
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.